In this episode of the Ben Greenfield Fitness Show, Fringe Longevity Secrets, the best minimalist exercise program, how to calm down after stress, how guys can get it up better, why so many nutrition products have caffeine, and much, much more.
He's an expert in human performance and nutrition. Voted America's top personal trainer and one of the globe's most influential people in health and fitness. His show provides you with everything you need to optimize physical and mental performance. He is Ben Greenfield.
Power, speed, mobility, balance. Whatever it is for you, that's the natural movement. Get out there. When you look at all the studies done, studies that have shown the greatest efficacy.
All the information you need in one place, right here, right now. On the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast.
Brock, I'm looking very, very sexy right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Awkward. Okay. Awkward. We're actually recording this podcast at a strange time of day. Usually totally. Record at the butt crack of dawn. It's like, I don't know where everybody listening in is in the world, but it's like 6:40 here.
Yeah, I'm half asleep and half drunk. This is going to be crazy.
I know. Wait till you hear. Actually, you know what? I'm going to save this for the end of the podcast. I am not drunk. Like I mentioned in the last episode, I believe, I've been being very careful with alcohol of late.
Like careful not to spill it, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My hands tremble when I drink because I need it so badly, so I have to be careful not to spill it.
Oh, you turned that sad.
No, I was with Paul Check of the world-famous Check Institute. If you don't know about him, I'll link to all of his stuff if you go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/372. But he taught me this amazing little technique that I'm doing as we're podcasting right now. I'm going to save that.
Which is why you're looking sexy?
No. I'll explain why I'm looking sexy in a moment.
It's very confusing.
Wait for the end of the podcast because it's blown my mind what he showed me down. He showed me a lot of stuff. I did a big podcast with him, but one thing blew my mind. I'll tell you about it at the outro.
I can't wait.
See how I did that? See how I hooked all of you into listening until the very end?
Totally. You're a genius.
Like the very end. Like after we give away stuff, I'll mention it. But no, I'm wearing my tidy pants. I have the tightest pants in the land on right now.
Are they called tidy pants?
They're called 110% compression. You've seen these before?
Oh, yeah. I've got some of those.
Yeah. The big, long, tight pants with little sleeves that you can fill with ice. Because I went for a ride tonight on my elliptical trainer. And my knee's been bugging me a little bit since that West Virginia Spartan race, because the whole race was pretty much straight downhill or
West Virginia
or straight uphill.
Mama.
Oh, that is a song.
Take me home.
110% compression pants. I'm wearing those. They're stuffed with ice. I have what's called an NG Nano V device. If you hear a little like bubbling in the background, that's not a bong.
Okay.
Okay. That's this thing called a Nano V. Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah. It bubbles sort of a mist at your face and you breathe the ioned air.
So it bubbles a mist. Well, yeah. So we all know that cell damage occurs. And one of the ways that cell damage can be mopped up is by the formation of good reactive oxygen species. Mm-hmm. We often hear about bad reactive oxygen species, but DNA damage and cellular damage can actually be cleaned up by reactive oxygen species that are vibrating at a certain frequency. And there's a specific electromagnetic wave that has the same wavelength as these excited reactive oxygen species in our cells. And it's just basic what's called redox signaling. Mm-hmm. And so what this machine that I have sitting here does is you fill it with water, and before it emits the water out this little tube that you just kind of blow it yourself, basically, while you're working at your desk or whatever, you breathe it in, but it emits this electromagnetic frequency onto the humidified air. So you're basically breathing in the type of reactive oxygen species that heal tissue. And you feel amazing when you suck this stuff into your lungs. It's crazy.
I've tried it. And honestly, I didn't feel anything. I felt like a weirdo because I was standing there like...
How long did you use it?
Maybe not long enough. It was only like 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I usually use it for 30 minutes and I get it straight into the mouth. So I'm just like... breathing it right in. Mm-hmm. And I'm serious. If you guys want to check it out, go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/ENG3. You need to like to own nice things because this thing is frigging expensive. However, it is amazing for cellular repair and recovery and for being able to essentially turn your entire day at the office into just like a make me live longer routine. One other thing I wanted to mention before we jump into a whole bunch of tips on how to live longer. All of our news flashes are about longevity, actually.
They are, yeah.
You know who just left my house?
No. Where would I even start?
A guy that's like bigger than an orangutan. He got here last night. And he trained me for about the past 18 hours in kettlebells and Qigong. He's like this Eastern mysticist. He's a strength conditioning coach at Cal Poly. And he specializes. He's a doctor of Qigong and one of only 12 RKC kettlebell instructors with his level of certification in the entire world. And he basically spent the day with me and my boys podcasting, teaching us Qigong and kettlebell swings.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Sounds like a good day. So who is he?
It was a very interesting day. His name's Chris Holder, and we're going to have a really good podcast. If you want to look him up, I'll put a link to it. He has a bunch of stuff on the Dragon Door Publications website. If you guys go to the show notes, I'll put a link to everything I just talked about at the top of the show notes. Go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/372, and that's where you can access all of the goodness. There's plenty more goodness coming up in the special announcements, but for now, why don't we jump into the keys to badass track record breaking longevity, shall we, Brock?
I think we should.
News flashes.
All right. So the first thing that I tweeted out this week, if you follow me at twitter.com/BenGreenfield, what I do is I wake up in the morning and I spend about an hour reading research journals, reading articles, reading books, and then I tweet the most amazing things that I find. I've been tweeting a lot. Yes. Thank you, Brock. Sound effects.
I'm doing that with my mouth.
Fade away.
Okay.
That's very impressive.
Thank you.
Hold yourself back.
That's all I wanted you to say.
Okay. A 101-year-old breaks world running record and says, I missed my nap for this. Her name is Julia Hurricane Hawkins.
Hurricane Hawkins. I love her.
And she did 100 meters. And now remember, she is pretty old. She's 101, so don't laugh. But she did in 40 seconds, 100 meters.
That's
I told
awesome.
Everybody not to laugh, and I laughed. And anyways, that's like the world record. So here's what she says. She skipped her nap to do the run. She's a voracious napper. So there's one thing that we can learn from a person who lives a long time.
Done.
Her two favorite sports, aside from running, obviously, / walking a very fast 100 meter, cycling is gardening and spending a lot of time outdoors. So it turns out that one of the keys to badass track record breaking longevity is naps, time outdoors, and gardening.
Perfect.
And that's what we learned from Julia Hurricane Hawkins. But then there's this other dude.
Wait, I want to bring up the way she trains.
Yeah.
First off, did you read that part?
No.
She basically she always leaves her telephone inside the house. So every time it rings, she has to run as fast as she can into the house. And that's basically how she trains for these 100 meter dashes.
That's brilliant for two reasons. Number one, that she has to run inside the house. Number two, I was with Drew Cannoli, the guy who makes all these green juice powders that we talk about in San Diego.
Drew Cannoli.
We went to work out at his gym in San Diego. And I don't go to gyms very much anymore. It's like a freaking nightclub, dude.
Really?
Everybody's walking around like Snapchatting and Instagramming, and the girls are all like dolled up to the T, and the dudes are wearing like camo pants and sunglasses on their head and like shorts with the shoelaces kind of untied, like stylish high tops, and their hair is all slicked back.
So basically it's the 90s all over again.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
or the 80s. I don't know, but everybody's just working out on machines. And this was, I know this is California. Not every gym is like this. I know CrossFit gyms are a little bit more rough around the edges, for example. But everybody's on their phone. And I'm with, I'm not going to call out any names, but I was working out with people and they were on their phones. And I told them, what in the hell are you doing? Put the phone down and do a freaking workout. We're at the gym.
Yeah.
Right? So anyways.
They're apparently very important.
You got to maintain your Instagram status. Yeah. Dr. Shigeaki Hinohara. Longevity expert.
That's pretty good. That's got to be pretty accurate.
Yeah. Hua wei xia yi de putong wa. I can speak a little Mandarin. This guy's Japanese, though.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. He's a longevity expert, and he recently died, but he lived to 105 years old. This article on him was fascinating. He dished out a boatload of tips, but some of his biggies was he always took the stairs, and he always did it two steps at a time.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's my rule. I don't care how heavy the bags are that I'm bringing through the airport. I always take the frickin' stairs. When I get to the hotel, not only do I turn down the bellhop for carrying my luggage, but if my floor is any lower than the 10th floor, I take the stairs. And I'll leave my luggage downstairs, go back and get the second bag if I need to.
Yeah.
But that's just my rule.
It's a good one.
Yeah, exactly. He says, don't ever retire, but if you must do so a lot later than age 25.
65.
I'm sorry. 65.
Way later than 25. Yeah.
Don't underestimate the beneficial effects of music in the company of animals.
I love that one.
Both can be therapeutic.
Totally.
His diet was very Spartan-esque. Coffee, milk, and orange juice with a tablespoon of olive oil for breakfast. Milk and a few biscuits. And I'm sorry, folks, but they probably weren't gluten-free.
Probably not.
For lunch. Actually, he was in Japan. They're probably rice biscuits or something. Hmm. And then vegetables with a small portion of fish and rice for dinner.
That sounds awesome. Yeah.
Amazing. He was also among 130 hostages in 1970. He spent 4 days trapped in 100-degree heat in North Korea captured by radical communists somewhere, armed with swords and pipe bombs. And so I think that, and this is actually something Paul Cech told me, sometimes getting close to the brink of death during life is one of the best ways to live a longer time.
That's where you get your superpower from.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Also, interestingly, he worked up to 18 hours a day, so much for the work can kill you concept, yeah. And he took at least 2,000 or more steps a day, which isn't a boatload, but hey, it's a few little tips from that dude. That's an intriguing article. That one was in the New York Times. Now, he got put to shame, though, by this other man, and I don't know if this is true or not.
Yeah, I have trouble with this one.
Li Qingyan apparently lived an astonishing 256 years old, and the article about him, and it was on the internet, so I know this is true, says this is not a myth or a fictional tale.
Oh, well, there you go.
But apparently he began an herbalist career at the age of 10. I think he's dead now. Like recently died. In 1749, he was 71. He joined the Chinese army as a teacher of martial arts. He was an herbalist, so for like 40 years, he survived on like wild plants and goji berry and ginseng and gotu kola and a little bit of rice wine. So he ate from the earth, and it looks like he actually consumed alcohol, little rice wine. He says that he had once encountered an even older 500-year-old man, which frankly, I believe, but it's also interesting when we look at like, you know, Peter Diamandis and the longevity product that, you know, we're often taught that aging requires all these high-tech devices that I admittedly just mentioned at the beginning of the podcast.
Maybe.
But I also like this concept of, you know, like what I was doing this morning, going out, gathering wild nettles and wild mint from the forest, bringing them back, making some tea, doing a little bit of intermittent fasting. And the way that he says it, his secret to long health, I love this quote. I want to put this on my wall. He says, keep a quiet heart, sit like a tortoise, walk sprightly like a pigeon and sleep like a dog. Isn't that amazing?
I like that. That's a t-shirt right there.
I think that means you gotta like move your back leg around a lot and yipe in your sleep.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
sit like
pee on the carpet every once in a while.
Yeah, pee on the carpet every once. I don't know how a tortoise sits. And I don't really know how a pigeon. I guess a kind of a pigeon walks by thrusting its neck forward, back and
something
forth.
Something to do with your neck. Kind of poking.
Yeah, let me kind of poke my neck as I walk for a walk.
Look at her, pigeons, buddy, I'm coming through.
256 years old. Okay. BenGreenfieldFitness.com/372. Again, for all these articles. Here's one. Brain cells that control aging have been discovered. They found stem cells in the brain's hypothalamus that govern how fast aging occurs in the body. And what I thought was most intriguing about this, that like the center of aging in the body, you know what also happens in the hypothalamus?
Pretty much everything. The hypothalamus is like controls your temperature, your heart rate, your respiration.
You can't just cheat and say everything.
No. Well, yeah, I tried to list a few things and then I ran out. So three things.
It's the main part of the brain that controls the stress response.
There you go.
Right? It releases a corticotropic releasing hormone and vasopressin. And those activate what's called your hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. I've written some articles about this, but it's very intriguing that the area of the brain that carries the stem cells responsible for allowing you to live a longer time, the stem cells that control aging, that area of the brain responds directly to stress. And it is interesting that we know that mild amounts of stress, so-called hormetic stressors, can extend life, mm-hmm. and that too much stress can cause accelerated aging. I think it's very interesting that they've actually found cells in the brain that show that that area of the brain is responsible for longevity. Isn't that interesting?
It does make sense in a very sort of circuitous way.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And anyways, that one I just found intriguing. It made me think again about controlling stress. And then finally, speaking of controlling stress, science points to the single most valuable personality trait. Like if there are one person, and I read this a long time ago, I interviewed the author of a book called Why Does Olga Run? You should go to BenGreenfieldFitness.com and listen to that if you're interested in longevity. And in that book, Why Does Olga Run?, the author goes into the one characteristic that Olga held most important above all. Do you know what it is, Brock?
Conscientiousness.
Conscientiousness. How many syllables? It's a lot of syllables. Conscientiousness. Five. And I know a lot of people thought I'd probably say gratitude because I just wrote a gratitude journal. I don't know. I've been kicking that horse to death.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, but hey, I'm grateful for it. Anyways, though, conscientiousness, the state of being thorough, careful, vigilant, or as I think a lot of people say these days, mindful, mm-hmm. right? It's basically that idea that you have self-discipline and carefulness and thoroughness and self-organization and the tendency to think carefully before acting and just about the opposite of everything you do when you're holding a smartphone.
Pretty much. That's a good way to sum it up.
So conscientious. If you want to study up on conscientiousness, go read this article. I'll link to it and all these other articles over at BenGreenfieldFitness.com/372. But that's it, dude. Conscientiousness.
So sit like a tortoise, walk like a pigeon, be conscientious, suck some brain cells out of your hypothalamus, don't retire when you're 25. And what else did we learn? Oh, take naps.
Sleep like a dog. And put your tight pants on.
Tight pants on.
Last night, I got my shipment in. That's right. Paleo Valley sent me their fermented meat sticks, which are amazing. They're these beef sticks. I gave a few to some of my friends already, which they love. I actually interviewed Stephen Gundry on my podcast. And he talked about how when you look at a lot of these blue zones, the ones that are the highest ranking in terms of longevity eat meat, but the meat that they eat is actually fermented. And that's exactly what they've done with Paleo Valley. They've actually taken really good grass-fed, grass-finished beef. They've fermented, which naturally introduces gut-friendly probiotics, but more importantly, breaks down a lot of the sugars that would normally cause meat to be harmful, concentrates the vitamins, makes it more digestible, and they have fantastic flavors. They got the original. They've got one that's like a summer sausage. They have a garlic sausage. They have a teriyaki. It's probably my favorite. And you can now get your hands on fermented beef sticks that basically blow that Slim Jim beef jerky out of the water. So check out paleovalley.com/Ben. That's paleovalley.com/Ben to try out these beef sticks and get 15% off your order. Not just beef sticks, fermented beef sticks. I get laughed at maybe because it's a little bit woo-woo, esoteric, invisible, whatever. But I use quantum energy. I pray over my food when I eat. I try and emanate positive emotions and feelings towards people. I do like little breath work and Tibetan longevity exercise moves to charge up my body with invisible energy. And yes, I even blast my home and my body with certain quantum energy products like necklaces and little boxes that I can use to charge up food. And I get this all from this company called Lila Q. Now, I realize that some quantum energy stuff is not provable by science, but Lila does have third-party studies revealing a remarkable 20 to 30% increase in ATP production, a vital process for cells. Quantum energy has over 59 studies already done and counting. These are randomized double-blind studies these folks are doing for blood quality and HRV optimization. I can't explain it, okay? I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I can explain
how quantum energy would increase blood energy or blood quality. Could be placebo. I don't know. But all I can tell you is I wear their necklace. I use their products. I blast my home with their energy. And it's called Lila Q. I've got a podcast with them, a few, if you want to take a deeper dive. But you just go to the website. Check it out. It's kind of fun to surf around. And you know what? If anything, you're going to have some cool-looking conversation products at your house and hanging around your neck. I love them. Lila Q, LEELAQ.com. Use code BEN10 for 10% off. LeelaQ.com. Use code BEN10 for 10% off. Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? You gotta check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. You put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth. Contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their Sexual Performance Booster, again by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. Usejoymode.com/greenfield. They'll give you 20% off your first order.
Listener Q&A.
Hello, Ben. I am stuck and can really use your help. I exercise a lot every day. I do CrossFit every day, and then I do a lot of heavy weightlifting every day, spending hours in the gym. I do heavy squats and heavy deadlifts and other things for my arms. I have a lot of knee pain, and I know that this is also a waste of time. I would like more time in my day. My question for you is how to responsibly reduce the amount of exercise that I do every day without gaining weight. My diet is pretty reeled in. I follow a ketogenic diet, and my food is paleo and Whole30. I eat pretty cleanly and don't splurge a lot, and I enjoy eating this way. So if you have suggestions on how to responsibly reduce the amount of exercise I do every day without gaining weight, I would really appreciate it. Thank you for everything that you do.
You'd be surprised at how little exercise you need to do to not gain weight.
Would I?
Assuming you're tricking your body into living like a hunter, gatherer, gardener-esque lifestyle and not having your butt planted in a chair all day. You're getting up, you're following this concept of greasing the groove, which I do, right? I'll do like 5 pull-ups every hour, and for every hour that I sit, I do 100 jumping jacks. I have all these little rules that I follow during the day. The icing on the cake is the exercise, and you don't have to spend a lot of time in the gym, and I've got a few good tips for you. Should we start with the really expensive stuff you could buy, or should we start with the practical exercise recommendations?
No, let's start big.
All right, we'll start big or go home. You ever heard of the Vasper?
Yes, I've used one a couple times.
Some of the most efficient, productive dudes on the face of the planet, some of the richest dudes I know, they all own a Vasper, and they use it like twice a week. And I've interviewed the folks at Vasper. It's a combination of cold therapy compression packs that you put all over your body and this strange looking full body exercise machine that just destroys you in about 20 minutes. So you get about 2 hours worth of exercise in 20 minutes. The compression concentrates the lactic acid, which gives you a big release of growth hormone. The cooling effect allows you to work at a much higher metabolic rate. It's grounded with copper plates, so you get this grounding effect because you do it barefoot. And you can buy this for your house. You could also do a Google search for the name of your town plus the word Vasper. And if I could probably add like one cool exercise toy to my house right now,
without my wife killing me, so I unfortunately can't at this point. It would probably be a Vasper or this other thing. And by the way, I'll link to the podcast that I did with the folks at Vasper. Just go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/372. But the other one is the ARX. And the ARX is a computer-controlled unit that you do a rep against, and it develops a force curve as you press against it, and then it presses back against you as hard as possible. And it's very similar to the super slow routine outlined in the book by Doug McGuff called Body by Science, in which he has about five different exercises that you go to extremely slow and smooth and controlled. And I love this style of training because it increases peripheral blood pressure. It gives you a cardio and a strength workout at the same time. It is not impact based, so you're able to do it and do it for life with very little amounts. You're sore, but you're not breaking down the joints. Don't get me wrong, you're sore as hell.
You're really sore, yeah.
For like 3 days, but you don't have joint pain. And so the computer, you do this one rep, it generates a force curve. And what you do is for about the next 4 to 6 reps, you just try and beat or match this force curve, or keep yourself from going, I think, lower than 80% under the force curve. And as soon as you're unable to go anymore and you're completely exhausted, that's it. That's that one rep. It's a 12 to 15 minute workout, or that's that one set. It's a 12 to 15 minute workout, chest press, row, pull down, shoulder press, and my favorite, because it makes me feel like I'm having a baby, the leg press. And this machine is amazing. They make one called the Omni that does all this stuff. And I may or may not be getting one this year. I might have to build a special house out in the forest to move all this stuff into.
That's a good idea, actually.
But ultimately, that's pretty cool, too. And I interviewed those guys, or one of the guys who introduced me to that, Keith Norris. It's called, the name of that episode is Why Strong People Are Harder to Kill. Keith's pretty strong, and this is like one of his favorite ways to get massive amounts of strength. Now, if you didn't want to buy this expensive machine, you could also do what I consider to be one of the most efficient ways to strength train. Not the only way you want to strength train. I'll get into why in a second, but it would be this Body by Science type of program by Doug McGuff. So that's called the ARX machine. But even more detailed than that, what I recommend, if you were going to put together like the perfect exercise program, and I have kind of a whole article about this called How to Look Good Naked and Live a Long Time over at bengreenfieldfitness.com. I'll link to that in the show notes. You want to hit just a few things each week. And if you choose each of these things that I'm talking about, then you will be able to get away with the minimum amount of exercise necessary for health, for performance, and for longevity, because they have studied this. After about 450 minutes per week, the longevity benefits of exercise plateau. And another way to look at that is once you exceed about 60 minutes a day of vigorous intensity exercise, or about 90 minutes a day of like moderate aerobic exercise, you don't get many more benefits from exercise. And in many cases, you could increase, you know, some of the things we talked about in our last Q&A episode, the potential for a little bit of plaque formation, excessive inflammation, or, you know, in the case of this caller, you know, knee pain, that type of thing. So anyways, though, first thing you want to do is every single week you should do something, and they've actually shown you can maintain this by doing it once every 2 weeks, that targets VO2 max, right? The maximum amount of oxygen you can utilize, your lung capacity, the ability of your cells to extract oxygen from the bloodstream as oxygen rushes past, and the amount of the ability of the blood to actually carry the oxygen, right? Like iron, hemoglobin, stuff like that. So the way that you target VO2 max is the gold standard for this that I like is four, very, very easy to memorize, 4 to 6 minute hard efforts with 4 to 6 minutes of recovery. That's it.
Easy.
You can choose bicycle, running, elliptical trainer, swimming, whatever, but 4 to 6 minutes long, 4 to 6 efforts, really hard as you can maintain maximum sustainable pace with 4 to 6 minutes of recovery. Now, of course, you need to take care of yourself from a nutritional standpoint, right? If you're vegan, you need to be eating spirulina and chlorella for iron and lots of dark leafy greens. You need lots of good sunlight exposure to activate the water inside your body to help the blood actually get carried throughout the body. You need, if you are carnivorous, you know, do more than fish and eggs. Try and get a lot of, you know, red meat down the pipeline. I eat red meat about once every 3 or 4 days, you know, and I go without it on certain days of the week because I think excess red meat, you know, it can cause a buildup of what's called TMAO in the intestinal tract, and that might cause some sugar and inflammation issues. That's a whole different rabbit hole you can go down later.
Yeah.
But anyways, you know, take care of your iron and your blood and eat red things like beets and watermelon and get nitric oxide precursors like arugula in your system. But ultimately, from an exercise standpoint, 4 to 6 minutes, 4 to 6 efforts, 4 to 6 minutes of recovery. Okay. So, it's Pellegrino, baby.
Pellegrino, I thought something happened to you.
No.
Is it beverage time? I'll have a sip of my drink too.
Normally, by this time of night, I'd drink a little elderberry wine or a little Fitvine wine, the hangover free organic red wine that I drink. Go listen to the episode I did with them. Blow your mind about how many.
I've had their stuff. It's they throw amazing parties, those guys, too.
I think you're thinking of the folks from Dry Farm Wines.
Oh, yes, I am.
They're also cool. Hi, guys, wine people. Okay, so the next part would be your mitochondrial density, okay? So the VO2 max, try and do that once a week, the 4 to 6 thing, a 4 to 6 minute thing. Next would be mitochondrial density. Now, for that, for mitochondrial density, the very best way to train it is very short, intense, 30-second efforts all out, as hard as you can freaking go, deep into the pain cave with 4 minutes of recovery. That's it. So you do about 4 to 6 of those too. See, easy to remember. 4 to 6, 30-second all-out efforts with 4 minutes of recovery, and that's once a week. That's for mitochondrial biogenesis. Okay, and again, you need things to also help you out, like access to good sun, breathing good air. You know, the type of things I'm doing with like biohacks with, you know, my red lights and infrared sauna and, you know, this humidified air thing. You know, all those things add up too. But ultimately, again, from an exercise standpoint, all out. 30 seconds, 4 to 6 of those, 4 minutes of rest, and that also is something you try to work in once a week. Now, the final two things from a cardiovascular standpoint, number one would be lactic acid tolerance to get that growth hormone release and to get the ability to be able to tolerate the burn. For that, what you'd want to work in, again, and this one would be 2 to 3 times a week, but don't worry, it's short, what is called a Tabata set. So 2 to 3 times a week, you do a Tabata set, which is 4 minutes of 20 seconds very hard, using anything you want, burpees, bicycling, swimming, whatever. 20 seconds hard, 10 seconds easy, okay? And you just do what? You warm up, you have 4 minutes, you cool down, that's it, okay? And you only need to do that 2 to 3 times a week. And you can lay this all out into a program on whichever days you want. Your Tabata set Monday, Wednesday, Friday, your VO2 max set on a Tuesday, your mitochondrial density on a Thursday, let's say. And then the other things worked in that I'm about to talk about where you can work them in. So the next one being stamina. I like this one for the weekend. Stamina is what's neglected by, say, CrossFitters. Who, if you drop them in the middle of the forest, in many cases would probably die because they can't go for about a mile without pooping out. At least according to my calculations during Spartan races, where they lead the whole race for like the first mile and then you're at mile 12 and they're still at mile 5. I love CrossFitters. Don't give me like, no, I don't want to like, I realize I've done that twice now. CrossFitters, I actually like that form of exercise. If you're listening in, I think it's one of the better ways to work out. However, this component is missing for a lot of you, and this is stamina, right? Stamina, endurance, the ability to just go without a lot of fuel for long periods of time. Now, what I like to do is a fasted workout, right? So you learn how to utilize fatty acids efficiently as a fuel at an aerobic pace. This could be a hike. It could be biking to a coffee shop in the next city over. It could be a very long walk, like a nature walk or a neighborhood walk. It could be swimming. You know, it could be a combination of any of the above. But ultimately, I like that fasted, like on a weekday morning. And that works out really, really well for a stamina session.
Weekend morning.
Weekend morning. Okay. So that would be the stamina component, the endurance component. And I know everybody's asking, what about the strength? Well, once a week.
That's where the CrossFit comes in.
Once a week. We're talking about like, and something you could do anytime, any place, no box required. Once a week, you do this super slow strength training program. You could use one of these ARX machines, and you could look for one of them in a city near you, or a VASPR, or you could do... Actually, VASPR isn't really strength. That's a category all on its own.
Yeah, it's more like Tabata, but not even...
Yeah, it'd count as maybe like a Tabata set. Actually, it'd be closer to like one of those VO2 max sets.
Yeah.
You could also get Doug McGuff's book, Body by Science, and just do his training protocol in there, which you can do with just dumbbells and free weights or machines. But just it takes about 12 to 20 minutes, super slow strength training routine. Once a week, if you really want maximum gains, twice a week max. That's it. Okay, so we've got our super slow strength. Now, the thing is that when you look at satellite cell proliferation and longevity, the eccentric load from that super slow strength is important. But when you look at power and athleticism and explosiveness and the ability to develop small, wiry, efficient muscles, you still need to do explosive training. And I like explosive training 1 to 2 times a week. This could be a kettlebell routine. This could be playing a sport that has a load, you know, like swinging a tennis racket, or even, you know, golfing could count in many cases, but something that has some explosive, some powerness, some element of moving your muscles quickly. Probably one of the best things to do if you wanted to is just go to that article I wrote, and I'll link to it at bengreenfieldfitness.com/372, where I talk about this body weight only exercise program that they studied. And it's a simple 7-minute workout, and you do 30 seconds hard, 10 seconds off. And it's like jumping jacks and squats and dips. And you're supposed to do it as explosively as possible. And you can do that anywhere, airport, hotel, wherever, but 30 seconds on, 10 seconds off. And you just do each exercise for 30 on and 10 off. And if you're really a glutton for punishment, you could do like 2 or 3 circuits of it. But if you do that once a week, or even twice a week if you really wanted to, and the super slow strength training once or twice a week, you're looking, with everything I just described, at working out, you know, let's say you split into a 2-a-day, you know, with your warm up and your cool down, you're looking at maybe working out 40 to 60 minutes a day and hitting like every parameter that I think is necessary to hit in an exercise program.
Yeah, the way that you listed it, it really sounded like it was going to be not that different from what the caller explained of being like hitting CrossFit and then going doing a bunch of weights and then but each one of these workouts is quite short.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. If I wasn't training for Spartan and racing professionally, you know, because I'm racing for Reebok and I have to show up to these races and do these very long races and train a lot, that what I just described to you is exactly what I would do and what I will do once I, you know, hang up the Spartan jersey, so to speak, or, you know, I'm not doing Ironman triathlon or, you know, whatever. This is the type of exercise program you do for life. So there you have it.
Yeah. I'll tell you a secret. That's pretty much exactly what I'm doing these days. Boom. I'm doing a little more of the heavy lifting just because I'm vain and I like having bigger chest for the first time in my life. But other than that, this is pretty much exactly what I'm doing with my time now.
I love it. That's why you're so fit and sexy, looking naked,
creepy.
A long time walking like a pigeon. All right, let's move on.
30 years old, and I have a hard time getting an erection. I think it's because I work a lot. I'm not sure, but hopefully you can help me with this situation. I mostly work on a daily, lifting heavy things. Most likely not eating the proper foods. I do party a lot. I'm sure I got to stop that. I smoke. It's a lot of things I know I shouldn't be doing that probably would affect my performance in bed. But if you can give me some pointers that will enlighten my performance, please feel free. Thank you.
I was talking with Chris Holder about this Qigong master on the podcast I did today. You know, a lot of times you'll read that erectile dysfunction is the canary in the mine and the precursor to heart disease because of lack of endothelial function or loss of nitric oxide or anything that would involve blood flow or nitric oxide or cardiovascular function. And that can often be the case, but he described how in many people it's not. It's more of like a lower Dantian issue.
Yes, can you explain what a Dantian is?
Yeah, it's like the core center of your lower belly where all your sexual energy is stored. And a lot of guys, they get what's called stagnant chi down there. And you can actually breathe energy back into that area. And you can do specific exercises. Like a perfect example is a kettlebell swing while breathing into that lower core section. And he took me through a few sessions, actually last night before we had dinner. He took me through a few sessions where he was showing me how to activate my lower Dantian. Yeah, and I'm just going to be straight up here, earmuffs for the kids if you don't want to explain this to him. He was like, what are your goals for this session? I'm like, you know what? Because I like to throw stuff out there and just see what happens. I'm like, I want to have hot sex tonight. He's like, all right, we're going to wake up your lower Dantian. And dude, I had like amazing sex last night and I slept like a baby and I got it up pretty dang fast. And probably the best book that outlines the type of things that he kind of went into with me It's a really good book. It's called The Multi-Orgasmic Man. The Multi-Orgasmic Man.
That's a bestseller right there.
Yeah, it's a great book. And one of the things that you learn is how to breathe into your crotch. You learn all these other crazy things too, like self-testicular massage and, you know, weird stuff like sticking your pinky in your asshole. And that book gets into a lot of stuff.
Wait, so where are you breathing through to get the air into your crotch?
So you're basically putting your hands over kind of like your lower abdomen, right below your navel, and you're focusing on breathing into that area, just inhaling, expanding, exhaling, and relaxing as you breathe into that area. And you can close your eyes and almost imagine any Taoist, you know, sexual practitioner or Qigong master is probably going to want to jump through the microphone and throttle me for describing this in such simplistic terms. But you imagine you're breathing life force or energy or qi, or almost, you can almost like imagine like kind of like a whitish orange light that you're breathing into that area as you inhale into your lower stomach, and you feel your lower dantian fill and out. And I mean, for this works for women too. I asked Chris about this, and it really works for women, for blood flow, for orgasm, for sexual performance, and for sexual health. And again, there are some very interesting twists on this that you can do during sex that the author of The Multi-Orgasmic Man gets into in that book. But basically, it's this idea of studying up on you know, this element of Qigong called the lower dantian and learning how to breathe into it. So that's the first tip I would give you before I throw all, you know, like fringe supplements and all that jazz at you, or, you know, going to one of these Gainswave clinics and doing like acoustic sound wave therapy for your crotch, which works. Make sure you know how to breathe into that lower dantian first. So that's one thing. Another thing would be, as I just mentioned, this acoustic sound wave therapy, it works. I've done it. I'm going back at the end of this month to do it again. And you basically get it up like a freaking 16-year-old boy for a good solid 2 months. See what I did there?
Straight.
Solid 2 months. Mm. And it works. It's 20 minutes of sound wave therapy, like a jackhammer, like all around your crotch. I have an article in Playboy and an article in Men's Health about my own experience with it, which was pretty intense. And I'm going back there at the end of this month to not only do that, but to also do the platelet-rich plasma injections right into my ding-dong.
Right into your junk.
And that activates stem cell proliferation, and you follow that up. And again, earmuffs for the kids if you don't want to explain this all. With my kids, I just talk about this stuff, and they're pretty cool with us. They walked in on mom and I having sex once, and they just basically stood there and asked what was going on. So I got up and I told them pretty much the whole story of sex and how it works, and just basically laid it all out to them. And then they said, okay. And I said, so next time you hear music or you hear mommy and daddy shouting in the room, just don't come in if you don't want to see that. I'm like, okay. And they walked out and went back to bed. So we're pretty open with our kids about this stuff, just so you guys know.
I don't see why not. Like, I don't have kids, but yeah. I'd like to imagine that that's how I'd handle it too. Cause why?
Like, well, when I was with Paul Check, like he and his wife had sex, and I just know this cause he told me, cause his kid was up during the night. He's like, he keeps his little like 17-month-old kid in the crib right there at the base of the bed. And the kid just stands there watching, giggles and laughs. Cause they do a lot of like co-sleeping, and just like, you know, I don't know that I'm against the child being pretty aware of how babies are made and how love is made. I mean, yeah, there's to a certain extent that could get awkward with an audience, but at the same time, I like to be pretty forthright with my children about this kind of stuff. So you know what? I'm going to quit saying earmuffs.
Yeah.
So anyways, acoustic sound wave therapy. You can go to any of these Gainswave clinics. They have I should know our code for this.
It's Gain.
Gainswave.
No, I think it's just Gain.
Just call up any Gainswave clinic and tell them you heard about it on the podcast. They give you like your first treatment for, I believe, like $150 off or something like that.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, just mention the show. So that works. And then, you know, I subscribe to this thing called the Examine Research Digest. Do you read this one, Brock?
I do. It's a great, great resource.
One of the best. It breaks down every supplement and herb by whether or not there's actually research proven efficacy behind it. And when you subscribe to it, you have the option. It's like an upsell to get what they call their stack guides. And they have a whole stack guide that shows which supplements actually work for libido and estrogen dysfunction or estrogen dysfunction, erectile dysfunction, which could be estrogen dysfunction.
It could be. It doesn't have to be.
So the drum roll, please. The core supplements that they list as the primary options are, in the following order, the most effective for erectile dysfunction and for libido. Number one, maca. M-A-C-A. Nice. Maca. You can get organic maca root powder anywhere. And there's no difference between the red or the black or the yellow, by the way. 1.5 to 3 grams once a day with breakfast of maca. That's what's been shown to be most efficacious, according to research.
So you'd say the powder?
Yeah.
I used the tincture for quite a while. Is there a big difference?
Probably pretty similar. Yeah.
Right. It tastes like crap, though. It was not pleasant.
Yeah. Oh, put your big boy pants on. You'll survive.
I'm wearing my tight pants.
Next up,
right now.
Low nitric oxide vessels. Yeah. They cause blood vessels to narrow. Speaking of tight pants, a free ball when you can. Seriously, that helps. But cacao is number two. Cacao. Easy enough. The same flavonoids you find in grapeseed and pine bark and all the expensive supplements you can get from cacao polyphenols. Dark chocolate, about 40 grams of dark chocolate, so like a chocolate bar, basically. Dark chocolate's one of the best things you can eat before sex. We used to know this when I was a bodybuilder. Backstage, watermelon, dark chocolate, and red wine. And they actually don't let you drink some of that, like the red wine or the chocolate, or eat the chocolate backstage now because it's so potent for bodybuilders. They consider it like a performance-enhancing. Whoops.
What's going on there? What are you breaking? Everything okay?
My stool. I'm sitting with the Mogo upright stool right now. It slipped on the carpet. So they don't let you eat some of that stuff backstage because it's actually so potent. They consider it to be like a performance enhancing drug. So not milk chocolate, not white chocolate, but dark chocolate. That's number two.
Now, white chocolate is not chocolate.
It's not chocolate. Bullshit.
Those lies.
It's good during Christmas. It's good with peppermint at Christmas. Yo. Yohimbe is the next one, or Yohimbine. Now that's it's elevates your heart rate and cause a lot of anxiety. So be careful. If you're prone to a heart attack or anxiety, steer clear of this stuff. It's an alkaloid that you find in the bark of this African tree called Yohimbe. Usually you'll find it marketed as a fat burner, but it is a reliable treatment for erectile dysfunction. And for that one, you take, figure out your, well, you just do this with your weight in pounds, but it's about 0.1 milligrams per pound of body weight. Pretty easy to remember. You take 0.1 milligrams per pound of body weight. There are a whole bunch of other things that they talk about in the examine guide, but the top three are those three: maca, cacao, and Yohimbe. So there's your erectile dysfunction stack.
I think the Yohimbe is kind of funny, though, because you'll be able to get an erection, but you'll be having an anxiety attack, so you won't want to have sex.
That's right, baby. And finally, go read my article. I don't know why I keep saying baby during this podcast. I think I've said baby.
Because like I don't have a shirt on. So
yeah.
Can't help it.
Maybe it's because we're recording in the evening. Anyways, I also have an article by the famous Dr. Ollie from Finland. Really cool guy. He is always at the Biohacking Summit in Finland, and he's like, he's nuts about testosterone. He's nuts about nuts. And he wrote a big article for Ben Greenfield Fitness about 17 different testosterone biohacks, everything from like red light therapy on your balls to zinc. And that article also has a bunch of things that will help you out with erectile dysfunction. So go read that one too. I'll link to it at bengreenfieldfitness.com/372.
Hey Ben, what's up? My name is Derek. I'm an opera singer living in Germany, and I had a question about, you know, after my performances, I think I've built up a lot of adrenaline, a lot of stress hormones, and I was wondering what advice you have to help my body process these. Thanks a lot, and keep up the great work. And on behalf of all your fans living in Germany, vielen Dank.
Derek!
Figaro! I killed a rabbit. Poor little bunny. Poor little rabbit.
Is that the only opera that you've seen?
No, I know more than the what are they called? The Barber of Seville. Anyways, though, Brock, as a former ballerina, I'm sure you're quite good at opera.
Not the singing part. I did perform in many operas as the dancer, though, which is really fun.
Good man.
And actually, our friend Monica Reinagle is an opera singer.
The nutrition diva. Yeah.
We know all kinds of opera singers.
Anyway, Derek, shall I break this down for you?
Break it down.
So, first of all, I have a great podcast that I did with the author of a book called Anxiety 101. Eudine somebody, I think her name was like Eudine Harry, something like that. Go check out that podcast because that's got some great stuff on anxiety. But I'll give you my top five tips. Tip number one,
okay,
which my friend Emily Fletcher of Ziva Meditation, who I interviewed on the show, is very into. The last conference I was at a few days ago, she was at, and she led the whole conference through this, and everybody was just like zen the rest of the day. We did this for about 5 minutes. Alternate nostril breathing. There's a lot of breathwork patterns that have been shown to decrease cortisol and to remove stress and anxiety pretty quickly. And alternate nostril breathing is at the top of the list. And that's where you breathe in through your left nostril and you hold it and you breathe out through your right nostril. You breathe in through your right nostril and you breathe in through your left nostril. And then you whisper like I do. Sexy song.
But before you start this, go and blow your nose, because if you're like me, something goes shooting out.
Exactly. Alternate nostril breathing. Number two is the one component, plant-based component, that has more freaking studies behind it for its anxiolytic effects than I can shake a stick at. Everything from effects on cerebral blood flow to areas of the brain responsible for anxiety to studies they've done on chronically stressed rodent models and human models, not actually human models, but actual humans. There may have been some models. I don't know. A ton of different anxiety responses to this. And that is...
Oh, I know what it is. It's beer, right?
Close.
Beer.
Beer. CBD. CBD, baby. I've been taking... Try this on for size. Take two of those before you take a nap in the afternoon. Oh my goodness, you have the most amazing naps on the planet. The CBD I use has other anxiolytics in it, or things that shut down anxiety, namely ashwagandha and lemon balm. And that's over at getnatureblend.com for the CBD. That would be number two, would be CBD for sure.
All right.
Number three would be the quick coherence technique. I love this one. And this is where you focus your attention in an area of your heart and you imagine your breath is flowing in and out of your heart or your chest area. And typically you'll inhale for 5 seconds and exhale for 5 seconds. And then you think of something that you're someone that you're grateful for or something you appreciate or you care for or something or someone you love. And as you breathe in and out of that heart area in your chest, you just... let that feeling wash over you. Just thinking, dwelling upon something or someone that you love or that you're grateful for. It's that freaking easy. There's not a lot more to it. And they've shown that this like increases your HRV and decreases stress. That's a pretty good one too. So the quick coherence technique.
What do you use for that? What's your app of choice?
I use the NatureBeat app. It actually measures your HRV and kind of walks you through it. So that's what I use, the NatureBeat app.
I can't believe I forgot about that one.
NatureBeat, greenfieldfitnesssystems.com/NatureBeat, I think is the, that's the one I use.
I have that one on my phone, but I forgot about it.
Every morning, 3 minutes, push the little HRV for stress button, and that's it. The third one, should you not be able to get your hands on CBD, the next best thing is adaptogenic herbs. And my favorite blend is handmade by this Chinese herbologist in Oregon who's been on the podcast 3 times.
Who is not Chinese.
Roger Drummer. He's not Chinese. It's reishi, eleuthero, rhodiola, ashwagandha, schizandra, eucomia bark, gotu kola. And he extracts this stuff at extremely, extremely high densities. Like it is potent. And this one's in a pill. It's called Inner Peace and specifically designed to regulate that hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis I was talking about earlier. It's probably the most powerful adaptogen that I've used in terms of something you can readily get for not too expensive in a capsule form. And that one's called, surprisingly enough, Inner Peace. So that would be number four, Inner Peace. It's an herbal adaptogen. And then the last one is a brand new device. Came out like a month ago. It's made by this company that used to only sell things you had to get prescribed by a physician. It's this thing you wear around your head. It was known as the Fisher-Wallace stimulator, but this new version of it, based on the frequency that it emits, there's this band you wear around your head, and it hits the two spots right above your ear, and it stimulates your brain to produce serotonin and melatonin while lowering cortisol. And it's crazy. Wrap this thing around your head. You can close your eyes and see like these strange flashes of light in your eyes. And you leave it on and it runs for like 20 minutes and you just lay there and you can close your eyes and take a nap or you can just lay there and let it run. Amazing way to like, you can get stressed out and it's almost like one flew over a cuckoo's nest when you're going nuts and crazy and mad and swinging like an axe around like a murderer. And they do like the electrostimulation, just shock the heck out of your brain. This is like that, but in a much more gentle way. It just basically shocks stress away and it works.
I feel like you mixed a couple of Jack Nicholson movies together.
I think I just mixed up a bunch of old horror movies.
That's right. If you're feeling like Jack Nicholson, this is the cure.
God bless Stanley Kubrick. Anyways, though, go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/circadia and check this thing out. It's technically called transcranial electrical stimulation. It's safe for adults. It's safe for children. It works like gangbusters. So this would be in the top five. Alternate nostril breathing, CBD, quick coherence technique, inner peace, and this circadia device.
So the Keto One seems to have caffeine in it. I can't really tell how much caffeine, but why do a lot of these things that are supposed to make you feel so great have caffeine in them? Of course you feel great.
Everything good in the world has caffeine in it.
You know what? There is a reason that ketosis supplements have caffeine in them, including this Keto One. The Keto One is a beta hydroxybutyrate salt. I wrote a whole article about how ketones have now been proven to increase longevity. Now, hey, man, we've come full circle. Mm-hmm. They contribute to this longevity protein called a FOXO, forkhead boxo transcription factor, which increases the transcription of genes that encode a bunch of antioxidant enzymes that help you to live longer. And ketones actually activate this. That's a total rabbit hole. But anyways, that's why I wrote that article.
Actually, speaking of rabbit holes, how come nobody has sent us a recipe for the Chunky Monkey Longevity ice cream?
That's right. That we talked about in the last episode.
Yeah.
Get on that.
Come on, people.
You need a good ice cream recipe.
I guess we need to put caffeine in it.
Yeah. Anyways, though, go listen to bengreenfieldfitness.com/371 if you don't know what we're talking about. Anyways, though, so this Keto One has caffeine in it, as do a whole bunch of these other ketosis-based supplements that are out there. And there's a reason for that. Caffeine intake increases plasma ketones, and they've shown this to be the case. When you combine...
Straight up with nothing else,
or when you combine it with exogenous ketones, it significantly stimulates ketone production in a dose-dependent manner. I mean, the more caffeine you use, the higher the level of plasma-free fatty acids and the higher amount of ketosis you can get into. So it's actually a really good 1-2 combo to combine caffeine and ketones, unless it's 10 p.m. and time for bed. So that's why, from a scientific standpoint. But the interesting thing is that caffeine has an effect on a whole bunch of different like supplements and nutrients and vitamins. One is, for example, like a theanine. Caffeine elongates the effect of theanine, and vice versa. And theanine is this really interesting supplement that can do things like increase alpha brain waves and actually decrease stress a little bit and remove some of the jittery effect of caffeine. So that's why green tea, for example, is such a kind of cool drink to have, because it's that combination of theanine and caffeine. So that's one thing that caffeine also mixes with. Taurine is another. Taurine, you'll find that in like that Khmera coffee stuff. It's a non-essential sulfur containing amino acid that appears to improve the ability of caffeine to allow you to engage in cognitive performance type of tasks, primarily executive thinking patterns and making decisions. And so taurine is another one that caffeine is a good one to stack with. Ephedrine, which you'll find in a lot of, in my opinion, dangerous but effective fat loss supplements. Ephedra also works quite well combined with caffeine. And the two have like this synergistic effect where you get like double the effect when you combine them. Same thing could be said for methamphetamine, by the way. Yeah. So
same amount of anxiety related jitteriness too.
Yep. That's another one. There's a lot of different medications. You know, there's like one called propranolol, which is like a beta blocker for high blood pressure. And that one, like, caffeine antagonizes, meaning like if you take caffeine at the same time that you take a beta blocker for high blood pressure, the caffeine kind of diminishes the effect of the beta blocker. And so, you know, any medication or supplement that you're taking, you should look into the effect of caffeine on it. But ultimately, when it comes to taking it with ketones, the reason that's in a lot of those supplements is because it increases the effectiveness of ketones. And then, of course, there's you know, the whole idea that a lot of people know about, like if you're using an iron supplement, caffeine interferes with the body's absorption of iron. So you wouldn't want to have coffee with a supplement that has iron in it. You wouldn't, if you're really trying to get as much as you can out of your vitamin B vitamins, caffeine causes a mild diuretic effect. And so it can result in fluid loss and you pee out some of your B vitamins. So if you have a vitamin B deficiency, which not a lot of people do, although, you know, hard charging high achievers a lot of times have low levels of B12, but caffeine can inhibit the absorption of that. Vitamin D is another one. Caffeine inhibits vitamin D receptors. So you'd want to be careful if you had low vitamin D. Same thing with calcium. Caffeine and along with calcium, or caffeine along with iron, are two things you'd want to avoid.
How about protein? Doesn't caffeine helps protein get to the right places, doesn't it?
You know what? I don't know about that. I actually have not heard that. It may. It may. I don't know.
I thought you told me that.
It's possible that I did in a previous podcast and I've forgotten about the research. So, that's possible that it could. I mean, I could see a mechanism where caffeine would increase plasma availability of amino acids in the same way that it would fatty acids, but I don't know for sure. Don't quote me on that. Anyways,
I'm Googling it.
Yeah, Google it. In the meantime, while you're Googling that, Brock, let's give away some swag and then I'll give my final tip from Paul Check. First of all, remember you can go to greenfieldfitnesssystems.com/gift pack and get a gift pack. But if you just want us to send a handy dandy gear pack to you, all you got to do is leave us a review in iTunes. Of course, if you want to get the double whammy, you could do that pod chaser contest and also go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/podchaser. But if you go to iTunes and you leave us a review and you hear your review read on the show, all you need to do is email gear@greenfieldfitnesssystems.com. That's gear@greenfieldfitnesssystems.com. If I could talk. And we'll leave you a review. So, or we'll send you a gift. You leave a review, we send you a gift.
You're confusing me even, and I know what's going on.
Just wait till you hear this review. The title of this one is called Body Epiphany, or the person who left the review is called Body Epiphanies. And the title is Roasting Balls While Inhaling Ayahuasca. Yes, you heard me right. This man is pure gold.
Pure gold.
Brock, you want to take this one away?
I do. It goes like this. I listen to hundreds of podcasts. Wow, this guy's got a lot of free time. Or girl. Do we know what sex it is?
Brandon. Doesn't matter. Name's Brandon. Probably a boy.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Ben is by far the top of the food chain in the realm of all things optimal health and fitness. I especially loved his interview with Dr. Mercola, or Mercola.
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 Mercola sounds...
Mercola.
Mercola. Sounds like a Muppet.
I think it sounds like that Swiss sore throat lozenge.
Yeah. Anyway. We digress.
I have learned a lot from him over the years and must say, if you aren't listening to Ben, you're missing out on gold in all caps. I mean, how many products can you tune into, or how many podcasts, sorry, can you tune into and hear about a man toasting his balls with some red light therapy using a Juve light simultaneously while inhaling ayahuasca incense? This man has it all. I must forewarn you that he uses the word copious. A lot. Actually, you might say that you use copiously.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Mm-hmm. Just a random notation. All the fitness tips you could ask for with a massive serving of psychedelic talk that keeps you on your toes. If you're interested in mind expansion and optimal performance, you need to be listening in. Cheers, Brandon A. Treen BCTPMHHPNC. I'm assuming he has a whole bunch of degrees or something.
Yeah, a lot of alphabet letters.
I don't know what any of those are. I think he made those up.
Pretty sure he did. Because my name is Ben Greenfield. MSCTHTPE. Z doctor. Anyways, though, Brandon, email gear@greenfieldfitnesssystems.com. We will send you a handy dandy gear pack. Include your t-shirt size, by the way.
Yes.
Here is my final tip for you, straight from Paul Check.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, I almost forgot about this. Here we go.
Okay. This is freaking amazing. Here, you need 2 to 3 components for this, along with either A, what is called a volcano vaporizer, or B, for the smaller, cheaper, more portable solution, what is called a magic flight box, traditionally sold as a very small portable device to vaporize marijuana. However, it is an infrared conductive-based coil that you could pretty much put any grass or herb in. And what Paul taught me how to do was you take your favorite loose leaf tea, right, and you get like a marijuana vaporizer. You put your favorite loose leaf tea in, and you add a very small amount of a good organic tobacco in there. Because tobacco is notorious for pesticides and herbicides. He likes this Norwegian cuff called Stokkeby, S-T-O-K-K-E-B-Y-E. And then you put a drop.
Pipe tobacco kind of kind of stuff,
yep.
Like the really nice smelling stuff. Mm-hmm.
And then you put a drop of your favorite essential oil in there. It could be pine, it could be turmeric, it could be spruce. I like to use a lot of these kind of like woodsy essential oils, just a drop. And then you vaporize that the same way as you would marijuana. And it is amazing. A, there's no smoke, so you're not getting the carcinogens. And you're breathing in this blend of essential oils and a little bit of this wonderful smelling tobacco and a little bit of a tea of your choice, like a nice loose leaf, like a green tea or a Mariva tea or a Moringa tea, like you name it. There's a whole bunch of different great organic loose leaf teas out there. But it's just like the most, it's like sipping a cup of coffee during the day. Hmm. Or a green tea, or it's kind of like this Zen experience, and it's really, really cool. So
does it need to be in one of those volcano shaped?
It needs to be in a vape. No, I use this tiny, tiny, tiny little thing you get on Amazon. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. It's called a Magic Flight Box. You can take it anywhere in the world. TSA is not going to kick your butt if you got a little tobacco and tea and essential oils with your vaporizer, right? I mean, they'll
just make sure you clean it up.
Yeah,
well,
clean it out well. Actually, you can mix marijuana with tobacco, and that's pretty amazing too. Doing marijuana, tobacco, and essential oils. But, anyways, if you just want to do something that perhaps isn't slightly as so inebriating, but gives you a nice little high during the day, that's it. Just remember, any time that you vaporize anything, you can take in any toxins that are in there. So get organic. Make sure you steer clear of anything that has herbicides and pesticides in it. But that's a little tip. Isn't that cool?
That's a good tip.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that a try.
It's actually quite nice. It's my new little favorite trick/habit. So there you have it. So you learned all sorts of things, how to get it up, how to smoke, how to go to Panama and party, how to live a very long time, how to walk like a pigeon, how to sleep like a dog, and how to get your tight pants on. In today's episode, all the show notes, everything that we talked about, you can find over at BenGreenfieldFitness.com/372. Brock, have a wonderful night. I'm going to make myself an omelet. My kids are at wilderness survival camp, which is why I was able to do this podcast at night. So they're probably fighting off wolves in the wilderness.
Let's hope.
I'm going to go make an omelet. Later, dude.
Good night.
You've been listening to the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast. Go to BenGreenfieldFitness.com for even more cutting-edge fitness and performance advice.